I feel like we've been playing great all year, but we still got another level that we can get to.
What do you know about UC Davis? If you guys, I know they kind of finished last night and you just kind of learned about them. What stands out or anything you can share?
They got some great athleticism. You know, the kid Maneki, he's a great athlete, got a high motor, got some great guards, number zero Lamar. I think, you know, when the game kind of gets tight, they're going to want the ball in his hands a lot. We just got to try to keep it a half-court game with them and just try to run out of transition as much as possible.
Is that your assignment?
My assignment is to make sure Maneki doesn't get 8 rebounds and just try to contain him a little bit.
He's kind of their alpha dog, and they call you that. Are you looking forward to playing this guy?
Oh, it's definitely going to be a fun matchup. I think, you know, like he said after the game, he's not afraid of anybody, and I really respect that, you know, hearing that from him, and I'm looking forward to playing.
Josh, how aware are you that a 16 has never beaten a 1 in this tournament?
I'm aware that has never happened before, but, you know, we still got to come out and do everything that we need to do to make sure it stays that way.
Josh, how did you handle the suspension? How tough was it to watch the team lose while you were out?
It was really tough. Thought it was interesting to see how my teammates would play without me. Even though I missed the game, I still felt like we still could have won the game. Definitely hurt me to sit over there and watch my team lose, but that'll never happen again.
Does it feel like a while since you played?
Oh, yeah.
So are you ready to get back out?
I am.
What's the day been like today? Is it drag out? I mean, are you guys ready to go?
We are ready to go. You know, when I woke up this morning, I thought it was game day, and I was pumped up. And, you know, we got to practice today, and I found out we weren't even playing today. That was the first time I found out, and I was like, all right, be ready tomorrow.
How'd you come down off of that?
Just had to make sure I stay ready, you know. I think we're all excited to play, so it'll just be fun.
It's a long day till tomorrow, too. So do you try to avoid basketball or keep you out of it?
I don't know. It's kind of hard not to just think about it, but definitely watching some games has helped. There's been some great games going on already, as you guys can see. Just excited to play.
John, I think CBS this morning ran a feature on freshmen that could impact their teams in March. I think Alonzo Ball was one. Monk from Kentucky, you remember playing against those guys in the AAU summer circuit? Did you think that they had the impacts they have on?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've been playing with those guys, you know, seeing them around on circuits since I was maybe a freshman in high school, and I've always been impressed with their game, and I knew, you know, they would go to college and do great things. I'm excited to see them, you know, go out and have some fun this year too, March Madness.
Extra motivation for you to, you know, since you did miss the game and they lost and all that, I mean, to come out and say, okay, I got you here, I'll get it back. I mean, is any of that in your head?
Definitely. It is in my head, and that's all I'm going to say about it.
Sure.
So, I mean, you can't say what you learned from it?
What I learned from it is, you know, just we all make mistakes, you know, kids, and, you know, you make one mistake, just only thing you do is just don't make it again.
How long have you been thinking about this, getting to play in the NCAA tournament? You obviously thought it was today, but have you been thinking about this your whole life?
My whole life, you know, growing up watching it as a kid, just watching it on TV. I grew up a Michigan State fan, to be honest, but, you know, I'm here with, I feel like, the best team in the country right now, and I wouldn't rather be anywhere else.
Live up to your expectations? You haven't played yet, but just everything around it, getting here?
It's kind of exciting, and I just got to, you know, maintain my composure and just try to remain focused and just remember that it's a game and just come out and give it my all like I do every other game.
Did you like the bracket when you saw Michigan State pop up as big in the next game?
Oh, definitely. That's going to be an exciting game. I got a couple friends on that team who I've been friends with for a long time, and of course I want to see them have success, but, you know, if that comes to a cost to us, then it's definitely going to be a problem. But, you know, if we get there to play them, then that'll for sure be a fun game as well.
Who are those guys?
Miles, Cassius Winston. I was good friends with Aaron Harris for a while. Nick Ward. Yeah.
How do you not look past this team since you personally have so much at stake against Michigan State?
I don't really think I have much at stake against Michigan State. But the main thing that we've all been talking about coming into this tournament is just not to look past anybody, because, you know, it just takes one loss and it's all over. So we're really focused on UC Davis right now. And after this game, you know, we'll be focused on our next opponent.
It's your first tournament experience, but it seems like it's pretty good likelihood it might be your last tournament experience. Does that change your perspective on this whole next couple of weeks?
I don't really think so. You know, every game I come out and play, I'm going to give it my all and try to play my best.
How about the perspective of, like he said, your first, but for Frank and Landon and those guys, it's their last, and they've been through it a bunch and haven't got where they want to go. I mean, is there any extra motivation to help them get
there? There's a lot of motivation. Being here with these guys, I love each and every one of them. And Frank, Landon, Tyler, you know, I just want to make this one for them to remember for sure.
Did any of the older guys console you? Because I know you want to win more than anything, and you guys got beat without your points and rebounds. Did they say anything?
You know, we talked a little bit as a team just about things that we needed to do together and things we needed to focus on. I feel like, you know, we got a good grasp on it, and we got a lot of things figured out. And I think a lot of people will see a different Kansas team coming into March Madness.
Has it been distracting having your name in the news so often?
Definitely. It has been, but just got to look past it. There's nothing I can do about it now. So, you know, I'm here to play basketball, and that's what I'm going to do.
Why do you think you guys are the best team in the country? You said that a couple minutes ago.
I feel like we got the best guards. You know, I feel like we have things that, you know, some teams just don't have. Like in Landon, we got a really good glue guy, a guy who does a lot of things that doesn't really show up in the stat book. And I feel like we all just care so much, and we all want to win more than anything. So I feel like we're all going to do whatever we need to do to make that happen.
Talking to Landon on Sunday, he mentioned that the practices, even though you guys got beat, that you took advantage of those practices. Do you feel like that you guys made some improvement during that time?
We did. We made a couple strides forward. Feel like we got a lot better on defense than we have been all year, and that's going to be one of our main focuses.
Josh, how hard was it for you to watch that TCU game from the bench?
It was pretty hard. Like I said before, I feel like even though I didn't play, we still could have won a game. There's a couple things that we could have done differently, but, you know, sitting over there definitely hurt me.
Josh, see, like, for you personally, there was a turning point in the season. The shots started to fall and everything kind of had to open up around you. Did you feel that yourself when maybe there took that next step and elevated your game?
I did feel it. I think one of the biggest and most important things is just having confidence in yourself. And, you know, every guy here, every guy in college basketball probably, you know, has been playing basketball for a long time now. And we all just got to remember, you know, it's just a game. You know, you've been doing it all your life, and just come out and play.
When the shots weren't falling, did it kind of hurt your confidence a little bit there early on?
Yeah, it did. And I think that was part of my early on struggles that I had, was just not having a lot of confidence in myself or in my game.
I don't know the last time you've been on the court yet in this tournament, but your first experience with this, what do you think so far? Is it everything you thought it would be so far?
So far, yes. It is everything that I thought it would be. I think it's going to get a lot more exciting as it goes on, of course. Also going to get a lot harder, but that makes it more fun.
Your coach is up for National Coach of the Year. What is it that separates Bill Self and the as a coach?
I think, you know, the amount of freedom that he gives us, you know, really helps us, you know, gel together and be able to play well. I think the things that, you know, he's been to a couple, you know, he's won 13 in a row, I should say. And he's had a lot of great teams, and I feel like he really knows what he's doing with us. And just the small things, his attention to small detail really separates him.
Do you remember the last time you missed a game? I mean, whether it was
I don't.
Or, yeah.
Injury, anything. Yeah. I really don't.
Yeah, so totally different experience.
Yeah, it was.
But I saw you coaching. I saw you helping your teammates.
Yeah.
Talking to guys. Is that the only way you can get through that?
Yeah, I think when I was over there, I was just trying to do anything that I could do to try to get my team to a win.
Yeah, crazy.
Did you have a chance to see UC Davis yesterday? What did you see from them that you guys need to key off?
They're a great half-court team. They set a lot of ball screens, and they're really good at, you know, using those ball screens. I think the thing that we got to do is just run in transition and just play great ball screen defense.
We've seen a lot of good defensive teams. You name West Virginia, Iowa State. So, I mean, you guys are already kind of prepared for that. I mean, obviously, for you going into this game, what do you feel like you need to do of your team, being that you getting back out on the court?
One of the things I think I need to do is definitely try to keep Inneki off the glass. He's a great rebounder. Just try to play to my athletic ability. Like I said, just run in transition and find open guys and facilitate a little bit.
Josh, UC Davis has never been to a tournament before. This is their first time. What kind of motivation do you think they're going to have to want to take down the number one seed?
They're definitely going to be fired up to play. You know, we all watched the game the other day, and, you know, after the game, they just talked about how they weren't satisfied yet and how they weren't scared of anybody, and I really respect that, you know, hearing that from them. And I know they're going to be fired up to play, and we're definitely going to get their best shot.
Does that make you guys nervous at all?
Nah, it doesn't make us nervous. It just makes us more prepared to play and more excited.
Do you feel like it's a little bit of an advantage for them? They just played a day and a half ago, and you guys won't play for, you know, it'll be an eight-day gap for you.
It's a bit of an advantage and a disadvantage. You know, they had another travel day right after the game, and seeing how they come out is going to be really interesting to me, but nothing we could really do about it besides come out and play our game, play Kansas basketball.
Josh, this whole team has had a lot of off-court distractions this whole season. Is that going to play into this tournament at all?
At all. Nope. I don't think so. Not one bit.
Do you feel like some of the things that each seemingly daily come out about your particular situation, maybe especially the one at the Yacht Club, has provided a distraction? And do you have any comments on the continuing sort of drip of information?
I have no comment on the drip of information that's still coming out, but I don't think it's really a distraction at all. I think it was when it first came out, but, you know, it happened so long ago, and I honestly don't see any reason to keep talking about it. It's already over. It's said and done.
Well, it's not really over because the case hasn't been adjudicated, so you feel like it is old business?
It's old business. Definitely, I was. I felt like I made a couple mistakes that, you know, definitely could have been avoided, small mistakes. But nothing I can do about it now. Just not make the same mistakes again.
We've all been 18, 19 years old. We've all made mistakes. So just what has Coach Self talked to you about, you know, growing as a young man?
Well, one of the things he always tells us is, you know, when we find ourselves in a sticky situation, it's just to give him a call and try to get, you know, the best advice we can from him. And that was one of the things that I didn't do. And a lot of the things that happened could have been avoided. But as far as just making mistakes, you know, like I said, he knows that we learn from our mistakes. And just trying not to make the same mistakes again.
How helpless a feeling was it to... Okay, you missed the game, but then the team went out and lost the game in the Big 12 tournament. What was the feeling?